Please rise as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love endures forever. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not followed your path, but have chosen our own way. Instead of putting others before ourselves, we long to take the best seats at the table when met by those in need. We have too often passed by on the other side. Set us again on the path of life. Save us from ourselves and free us to love our neighbors. Amen. Hear the good news. God does not deal with us according to our sins, but delights in granting us pardon and mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. You are free to love as God loves. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, mighty and immortal, you know that as fragile creatures surrounded by great dangers, we cannot by ourselves become free from our suffering and burdens. Give us strength of mind and body so that even when we suffer because of human sin, we may rise victorious through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated for the hymn of praise, which is Revelation Song.
Thank you.
Our first reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 58, beginning with verse 9b. God promises those who have returned from exile that where justice and mercy prevail, the ruins will be rebuilt and light will rise in the darkness. It is a day for new beginnings. Here begins the reading. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins will be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. If you refrain from trampling the Sabbath, from pursuing your own interest on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, serving your own interest, or pursuing your own affairs, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride upon the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of your ancestor Jacob, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Our second reading this morning is from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 18 through 29. Using images of Moses, the writer presents a striking vision of the new covenant of God made possible in Christ. There is no longer fear, only awe in the new promise in Christ into which we are invited. Here begins the reading. You have not come to something that can be touched, a blazing fire, and darkness, and gloom, and a tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that not another word be spoken to them, for they could not endure the order that was given. If even an animal touches the mountain, it shall be stoned to death. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to be the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See that you do not refuse the one who is speaking. For if they did not escape when they refused the one who warned them on earth, how much less will we escape if we reject the one who warns from heaven? At that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised. Yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of what is shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks by which we offer to God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe. For indeed, our God is a consuming fire. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Please rise as you are able. Join me in the gospel acclamation, please. Alleluia. The crowd was rejoicing at the wonderful things that Jesus was doing. Alleluia. Our gospel this morning is from St. Luke, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. So, one of my work tasks that I had in my former career was being the point person when one of my suppliers discovered that they had a problem with their product, causing a problem, of course, with ours. My leaders, of course, were not very happy whenever this would happen, but I often found myself in a position of compassion for at least some of the people who were really doing their jobs the best way they could. The problem would lead to a constant stream of phone call conferences, sorting out how many bad parts were made, how we would know that, and how we can best solve the problem. It seemed like way too often the discovery of a problem happened on a Saturday morning, and I'd need to then try to call in a team together while they were all trying to enjoy their weekend. The leadership looked, of course, for update calls pretty constantly at all hours of the day, 7 days a week. This encroached, of course, on my Sunday, and I was already a worship leader in my later years, so this was a little tough to manage. It seemed like few of them saw the need for worship on a Sunday, the unfortunate reality of our time. I would insist to not have to take a call during worship time, and when this was refused, I would often ask for a volunteer to take my place. So I worked really hard to preserve my Sunday mornings, at least from the calls, even if I had to resume them later in the day. Others on the calls seemed to have a tough time understanding the importance I placed on my Sunday time with God. Jesus tries to clarify what's allowed to take place on a Sabbath day for us. In our gospel passage today, this event occurring in the midst of their worship time. Jesus is teaching in the synagogue, which in my mind could also be considered a form of work, certainly as much as healing, considering what little he has to do to heal someone. This is interrupted, we note, not by the woman who shouts out to Jesus asking for healing, but Jesus having compassion for her and doing this healing of her. Then comes this debate of whether healing is allowed work on a Sabbath day or not, something that the synagogue leader said no to. The Pharisees we're pushing a very extreme form of religious practice at this time, trying to protect their people and their religion from the effects of the Romans who were in charge of them. They declared purity requirements that were originally only for priests to apply to all the people, and they narrowly defined what's allowed to be done on a Sabbath. We remember that the Sabbath dates back all the way to Genesis and God forming the earth, but also was renewed as a gift from God after the slavery of the people by Egypt was resolved. This provided the importance of keeping this day, an importance that extends all through time, even to Jewish people of our time. We, who are descended from the Jewish people in our faith, also defend the sanctity of the Sabbath. Or we used to do better at that. Most of us can remember what was called blue laws that prevented the sale of certain merchandise on a weekend, especially on a Sunday. Most businesses were closed on this time, and those few drugstores that were open were primarily open to sell the Sunday newspapers. Groceries had to be bought ahead of time, as those stores would all be closed on a Sunday. Somewhere along the line, I'm thinking in the early 60s, this seemed to go through a change, and stores slowly started to open up 7 days a week. Most manufacturers are still closed on the weekends on these days, except when they decide that they need to work their people overtime to catch up with orders, something that many of us have experienced in our lives. We who are not raised in the Jewish faith probably don't know a lot of their rules of what can and cannot be done on the Sabbath. They cannot cook. They cannot conduct business. They can't plow fields or do any of their farm work, which often really needs to be done whenever the weather is actually right for it, like sowing or harvesting. They can reheat already cooked food, but they can't add anything to it. They can't drive a car and can only walk so far to get to the synagogue. Jesus raises the question of whether God intends that compassion is not allowed on this day either, or if taking care of a person or an animal is still allowed. We hear the obvious answer from Jesus that compassion is certainly still a part of what God would have us be doing on a Sabbath day. When Jesus gets up to walk over and go heal this woman, it's sort of like weeds in a flower bed. It interrupts the service of readings and prayers that make up their worship of God on this holy day. Can we imagine, or have we in fact experienced such an interruption during our worship service? I kind of expect where we are relative to the downtown that this could easily happen here, that a homeless person would come to our door on a Sunday morning. That happened in another church that I served more than once. We gathered up some canned goods from our pantry collection, and we took up an offering for the people that came in seeking help. We learn to show the same compassion that Jesus demonstrates for us. We're to follow Jesus in releasing people from whatever binds them in this life, any burdens that they carry. This is what Jesus offers to all of us as well, that his compassion extends right to us this day. He loves us and really doesn't want us impacted by anything. The burdens that come upon us, our life issues, that Jesus doesn't really want us to have to deal with, and certainly not on our own. We are all burdened by something in our lives. Sometimes, like the woman in the story, we get so used to them that we've just accepted them as a part of life. Like her, many of us have physical ailments that take away from our life. Perhaps we have guilt over some situation with another person, or we're still angry with something done to us. Some of us, even years later, deal with issues of grief that continue to hamper our well-being. Sometimes it's deep disappointment that we had to deal with that we still carry around. Especially after COVID, many people are struggling with weariness, which for some might have even started well before that. We need to feel the love of God coming into our hearts as we let go of anything that this world has given us to deal with. God wants us to have fullness of life through that love. God's forgiveness of us doesn't always magically make our problems fully go away, but we can find that they are sometimes far more bearable, living with God's love and compassion in our hearts. With this in mind, we're going to do a couple of odd things this morning. You've gotten used to me doing odd things by now. We will read together our psalm right after this message, which speaks words of God's blessings for us. I also invite you to get out that little piece of paper that was stuck in your bulletin and write a burden that you're dealing with on it. No names added. Don't have to put your name on it. We'll collect those during our hymn of the day. Scott's volunteered to come around with a basket and collect all those up for me. And we were going to place them by our altar, giving them up to God. Just as Jesus showed his love and compassion for the woman in this passage, we feel his love and compassion for all of us this day. And we ask him to release us from our burdens. Let us rejoice for what God has done for us. Amen. I'll give you a second to, because I see you're busy writing your burdens down. And your toe counts, Brad.
Sorry?
Your toe counts. Okay. If we can read together Psalm 103. Our psalm response today is, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all God's benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the grave, and crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like an eagle's. O Lord, you provide vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. You have made known your ways to Moses and your works to the children of Israel. Lord, you are full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Our hymn of the day is Blessed Assurance.
grace is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Please rise as you are able. Let us affirm our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting in God's extraordinary love, let us come near to the Holy One in prayer.
You crown your church with steadfast love and mercy. Guide us continually in our baptismal covenant to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. Use our diverse gifts in service to the whole people of God. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You satisfy the needs of all creatures. Protect the habitats of fish and birds, our local bodies of water. Repair ecosystems damaged by misuse, neglect, natural disaster, that all creation may thrive. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You make your ways known to all people. Inspire the rulers and leaders of nations with your compassion and mercy. Raise up activists and community organizers to restore places affected by violence, poverty, and inequality. Merciful God,
hear our prayer.
You provide justice for all who are oppressed and relief to all who are afflicted. Heal those who are bent over by addiction, depression, and anxiety. Set free all who cry out under the weight of mental, emotional, or physical distress. Today we remember in our prayers Bonnie Boland, Don Chittister, Deb Cook, Pastor Don Dorsbacher, Sarah Mayer Flatt, Randy Flatt, Rodney Kammer, Peter Kreiner, Beverly O'Connor, Sherry Mosierak, William Price, Harper Showmaker, Pastor Joyce Partika Stabe, Pastor Ken Stabe, and their son Mason. We pray for the families that are mourning and grieving, the Talent family, the family of Ray Shinosky, and the family of Levina Codette. For all those serving to protect our nation, both at home and overseas, that they may return safely, and for all the unspoken prayers in our hearts. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You call us to delight in the Sabbath. Renew our bodies, minds, and spirits in this worshiping assembly. Release us from any burdens that we carry and live with, physical ailments, guilt, anger, grief, disappointment, weariness. Give rest to all who lead our congregation in worship, study, and service. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Generations bless your holy name. We give you thanks for the communion of saints who have gathered in prayer and praise in this place. Support us in your love until we rest forever in you. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. Receive the prayers of your children, merciful God, and hold us forever in your steadfast love. We pray through Jesus Christ, our holy wisdom. Amen. You may be seated for the offering hymn, which is How Great is Our God.
Thank you. Thank you for your continued support to the Christian ministry of Our Savior Lutheran Church. So I'm going to start the announcements today, and then I'll give it back over to Jane. But we drafted a letter on August 16th that went out to, I believe, like 102, something like that, people that are congregation members that we have addresses for. So I'm going to read this letter aloud for those listening on radio who haven't received the letter, so that everybody's on the same loop. This letter was drafted August 16th, 2022. Dear fellow congregation members of Our Savior Lutheran Church, it is with sadness and gratitude that I inform you that Pastor Donald Dorsbacher, due to his ongoing health issues, has decided to retire as pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church. Pastor Don has served so many of us and countless others in the way of Christ over decades and decades. His heart has always been and continues to be for the Lord and for the furthering of his kingdom. He would like all to know that he would much prefer to continue his ministry at Our Savior Lutheran, but he feels that due to his medical condition, this is the appropriate decision. Pastor Don's current status is still that of our called pastor, but his retirement is pending and more details will be relayed as available. I also would like to inform you that at our council meeting held on August 9th, a motion was carried to hold a congregational meeting to vote on whether we do or do not place a pastoral call to Pastor Charlie Martin. This meeting will be held on Sunday, August 28th, after worship service at 11 a.m. You must be present to have a vote. Please continue to keep Pastor Don, his family, and his flock in your prayers. Peace, Brad. So that was kind of short and simple. Pastor Don has announced that he is going to retire. I do not have an exact date yet. I have a suspicion, but I don't want to say anything until I know exactly for sure. Pastor Don, I know you're listening. We love you very much. And Pastor Don would like you all to know how much he has loved serving you and me and all of us and the countless and countless others over the decades of his career. He still feels a call in some form or fashion. He doesn't know what that's going to be, but I tell you what, the guy still has his rolls, his sleeves rolled up, and his gloves on. So this is just his next step. It's our next step. So thank you.
Okay. Also next Sunday at 12:30 p.m., August 28th, a combined church picnic will be held and this is a potluck with side dishes, and the meat will be provided. Pastor Charlie has informed me that he will get a flyer email to everyone this week who has email, and that if you would like more information, you could contact St. Paul Lutheran or St. Martin Church for more in-depth details. Also on September 11th, God's Work Our Hands, a fellowship coffee hour will follow service, and the care packages will be put together for distribution for the Lutheran World Relief Agency. There is a paper that was given out for each individual need that you may supply. I'm not going to read those. Everyone has one. If not, they're located on the back table. I just want to congratulate all the wedding anniversaries this month and the birthdays for those that have come and those that are coming up. We wish you congratulations and best wishes. And I believe for the faith and family, there is a concert this evening in front of the on the McMorran Plaza. It begins at 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Tonight's is the Blue Water Free Methodist. They will be providing the worship music. And there are concessions available, but please bring your own chair. And I believe that is all we have for this day. Let us pray. God of abundance, you have set before us a plentiful harvest. As we feast on your goodness, strengthen us to labor in your field and equip us to bear fruit for the good of all. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Please rise as you are able. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join in their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is
he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, almighty and merciful God. You are most holy, and great is the majesty of your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. We give you thanks for his coming into the world to fulfill for us your holy will and to accomplish all things for our salvation. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Remembering therefore his salutary command, his life-giving passion and death, his glorious resurrection and ascension, and the promise of his coming again, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you, mercifully, to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit to bless us, your servants, and these gifts and your own gifts of bread and wine. so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and receiving the forgiveness of sin, may be formed to live as your holy people, and be given our inheritance with all your saints. To you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever. Amen. And now let us pray with confidence in the words that our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated, and we will call you forward. In Christ's presence, there is fullness of joy. Come to the banquet as invited forward. We will today begin to do continuous communion with wafers and individual cups of wine or juice. If any of you are not comfortable with that quite yet, the prepackaged communion was available for you at the back. Considering the time, I'm going to go ahead and commune those using the prepackaged communion. Take your wafer and receive the body of Christ given for you. Take and eat. The blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink.